Best practices for caring for exotic invertebrates. Best practices for caring for exotic invertebrates can transform your approach to this fascinating hobby. If you're eager to create the perfect environment for your unique pets, you've come to the right place. Understanding their habitat needs, managing temperature and humidity, and providing the right diet are all essential. This article will guide you through the steps to ensure your exotic invertebrates thrive and stay healthy. You'll learn how to prevent common diseases, maintain your tank, and feed them correctly. Let's dive into this exciting world and help your invertebrates flourish. Essential habitat setup for exotic invertebrates. Creating the perfect environment. Setting up a habitat for your exotic invertebrates is crucial. Think of it as crafting a cozy home where your little critters can thrive. You want to create a space that mimics their natural environment. This means considering factors like soil type, plants, and hiding spots. For safe plant choices, refer to safe plant choices for enclosures. 1. Substrate. Choose the right substrate. For example, if you have a tarantula, a mix of peat and sand works well. If you're housing snails, a calcium-rich soil is best. 2. Plants. Live plants not only look great but also help maintain humidity. Consider ferns or mosses, which are often favored by many invertebrates. 3. Hiding spots. Your invertebrates need places to hide. Use rocks, logs, or commercially available hides to give them security. Temperature and humidity control. This is where you really have to pay attention. Temperature and humidity can make or break your invertebrates' health. Too hot or too cold, too dry or too wet, and your pets could suffer. 1. Temperature. Most invertebrates thrive in temperatures between 70 degrees F and 80 degrees F. A simple thermometer can help you keep track. 2. Humidity. Humidity levels should generally be between 50% and 70%. You can use a hygrometer to measure this accurately. Understanding invertebrate species requirements. Each species has its own needs. Here is a quick reference table to help you get started. Species: tarantula. Temperature range: 75 degrees F, 85 degrees F. Humidity level: 40%, 60%. Substrate type: peat and sand mix. Species: millipede. Temperature range: 70 degrees F, 80 degrees F. Humidity level: 60%, 80%. Substrate type: leaf litter. Species: land snail. Temperature range: 65 degrees F, 75 degrees F. Humidity level: 70%, 90%. Substrate type: calcium-rich soil. Species: stick insect. Temperature range: 70 degrees F, 80 degrees F. Humidity level: 50%, 70%. Substrate type: coconut fiber. Understanding the specific needs of your invertebrates is key to their well-being. Take the time to research each species. This knowledge will pay off in the long run. Feeding and nutrition for exotic invertebrates. Best practices for feeding exotic invertebrates. Feeding exotic invertebrates can feel like a puzzle, but it doesn't have to be. By following a few best practices, you can provide the right nutrition for your critters. Start by observing their natural habitat. This gives you clues about what they might eat. Understanding the nutritional requirements can also aid in this process. Check out nutritional requirements for reptiles for further insights. 1. Research your species. Different invertebrates have different needs. Know what yours likes. 2. Feed small amounts. Offer small portions. It's better to feed less than to overfeed. You don't want leftover food rotting in the tank. 3. Variety is key. Mix it up. Just like us, these creatures enjoy a diverse diet. Common foods and diets. What should you feed your invertebrates? Here's a handy table to help you out. Invertebrate type: snails. Common foods: algae wafers, leafy greens, notes, fresh veggies are a hit. Invertebrate type: crabs. Common foods: fish flakes, shrimp pellets, notes. They love protein. Invertebrate type: tarantulas. Common foods: crickets, mealworms, notes. Live prey is best. Invertebrate type: scorpions. Common foods: insects, small rodents, notes. Ensure they are appropriately sized. Maintaining health and preventing diseases. Recognizing common invertebrate diseases. As a passionate keeper of exotic invertebrates, knowing how to spot diseases is crucial. These creatures can't speak up when they feel unwell, so you must be vigilant. Look for signs like: 1. Color changes in the skin or shell. 2. Unusual behavior like lethargy. 3. Discoloration or lesions on their bodies. 4. Changes in feeding habits. Being aware of these symptoms can help you act quickly. For instance, if your shrimp start to swim erratically, it might indicate a problem. By recognizing these signs early, you can often prevent more serious issues from arising. Best practices in invertebrate husbandry. Caring for your invertebrates goes beyond just feeding them. Here are some best practices to keep them healthy and thriving. 1. Research. Know the specific needs of each species. Different invertebrates have unique requirements. 2. Water quality. Regularly test the water for pH, ammonia, and nitrate levels. Clean water is essential. 3. Diet. Provide a balanced diet. Different species may need different types of food. 4. Temperature control. Keep the environment stable. Sudden temperature changes can be harmful. By following these practices, you create a nurturing environment that supports their well-being. Regular tank maintenance for healthy invertebrates. Keeping your tank clean is critical. A well-maintained tank is the backbone of a healthy habitat. Here's how you can achieve that. Task: change water frequency. Weekly importance: removes toxins and maintains quality. Task: clean substrate frequency. Monthly importance: reduces waste buildup. Task: check equipment frequency. Monthly importance: ensures everything is functioning well. Task: inspect plants frequency. Weekly importance: prevents decay and algae growth. By sticking to this schedule, you can help your invertebrates live their best lives. Remember, a clean tank equals happy, healthy invertebrates. Best practices for caring for exotic invertebrates. Implementing the best practices for caring for exotic invertebrates ensures a thriving and vibrant ecosystem in your home. Regular monitoring, proper feeding, and maintaining optimal conditions will lead to a rewarding experience for both you and your invertebrates. For further guidance on creating a balanced environment, explore creating a balanced schedule for enrichment.